You're listening to Fan the Maniacs. I'm Rob.
I'm Brittany.
Welcome to the show. We're going to start this episode off a little different. We're going to start it off with a Q&A session. So, Brittany, you wanted to ask me some questions?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, go right ahead.
Alright, here's the first question. I want to know how old you were when you first started playing role-playing games.
Okay, let's see. I was 12 years old. I was in 6th grade. And I remember walking through the cafeteria one day and seeing these kids playing Dungeons and Dragons at the table. And I remember walking over and watching them a little bit and asking them what they were playing. And they told me it was Dungeons and Dragons. And I think I sat there and I watched them for a little bit until one of them asked me if I wanted to play.
Do you remember what character you were?
My first character's name was Jupiter, and he was like a fighter warrior.
Alright, so my second question is, what is your first convention, and why did you go?
Alright, the first convention I went to, I bet you can guess.
Icon, of course.
It was the Icon in Stony Brook, and let's see, that was back in 1992, so I was 22 years old.
Whoa.
It was Icon 11, and the reason why I went really was because, well, not only because I played Dungeons & Dragons and I was a role player, they also had Nichelle Nichols from Star Trek who was there, and I was really big into Star Trek also.
Wait, hold on, hold on. It was Icon 11th?
Icon 11, yeah.
Oh, and this year,
this year was Icon 26. Next March will be Icon 27.
27.
Yeah.
All right, so my third question is, what was the first anime you've seen?
Let's see, the very first anime I've seen was probably...
I know you've seen a lot of anime, so I'm just curious, what anime have you seen?
Well, the very first anime show that I've seen, before we even knew that it was anime, was a show called Speed Racer. Which actually was a pretty cool show. I think you would probably like it. It was about this guy named Speed. Actually, his name was Speed Racer.
Now there's like a commercial.
And,
seen that.
And he drove, his car was called the Mach 5, which was almost this James Bond-like car that had all these little gadgets and stuff. And he had a girlfriend. I think the girlfriend's name was Trixie. And he was one of the racers that he raced against. I believe his name was Racer X. You find out later on in the series, is actually Speed Racer's brother.
Wow. So it's like a big mystery until they show you at the end.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was a really good series. I think you would like it. But the first anime movie that I saw was a movie called Akira. And my friend Ryan was the first person to bring it over to me and show me the movie. He told me one day, Rob, you got to see this movie. It's really awesome. This is like a cartoon on steroids. So he put the movie on, and it wound up being Akira, and at that time, it was in Japanese, and it was subtitled. Probably the first cartoon that I saw that had subtitles, but I remember being really blown away by the animation and also the violence. It was very, very violent, very bloody.
Yeah.
And it was really awesome.
My fourth question is, what is your favorite anime?
My favorite anime? Wow, that's really tough. I've seen so many animes.
That's a lot.
I mean, some of my favorites are Rama One Half.
Of course.
Which is really the first comical anime that I was exposed to. And the first time I saw it was with your Uncle Johnny when he was little. I brought him to Icon.
Ooh, Uncle Johnny.
Yeah, and we just sat in a... At Icon, they were showing a Rama One Half marathon. So we got to watch it right from the first all the way till I think it was like something like the 10th episode. And I remember laughing so hard that I actually pulled my stomach muscles.
Uh-huh.
So my stomach hurt the whole next day, and I couldn't laugh.
One episode where she keeps on hitting like Rama in the face and he goes flying over the fence and stuff?
Well, I think the episode we found the funniest was the first episode with Ryoga. Ryoga kept getting lost and was telling Rama that he called him out to a fight, and Rama was actually there waiting for him.
And he said, you never came.
In a back alley, which was right in back of Ryoga's house. And Ryoga just ran right outside his house, down this other block the wrong way, and then he was like in another country. And Rama waited there for days, and then finally after like the 7th day, I think Rama left. And that's when Ryoga finally made it there and then called Rama a coward because he was 7 days late for the fight, and Rama wasn't there. But really, Rama was just tired and collapsed, and That's why he wasn't there.
That was funny.
That was really funny.
Well, I think I like that one episode where that Rama thinks that Ryoga turns into a dog.
Yeah.
So then he takes the dog home, and it's really some lost dog. And then you see poor little the pig, Pichan, which Akane calls Pichan. Well, you see him, like, in the fountain, drowning almost. And he gets, like, out of the fountain. He's looking around, like, where'd he go? So funny.
Besides Rama, I mean, some other favorites of mine are Inuyasha.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is just, I mean, it has comedy, it has action, it has...
I like the first song.
Yeah. It has a fantasy element, it has great music. I also like a few of the Gundams. I like Gundam Seed really comes to mind. The whole first series was excellent. I haven't seen the second one yet.
That was cool.
Gundam X was really good. Gundam Wing.
Never seen those two yet.
That was really good. Yeah. I like probably most of the Gundams that I've seen. I like a lot. Full Metal Alchemist was great.
Yeah, that was awesome. All right. So my fifth question is, what's your favorite role-playing game?
My favorite role-playing game is the original Dungeons & Dragons rules. Errol Otis covered basic and expert sets, and then later on I also got the white box set, which I bought off of eBay, which is the original Dungeons & Dragons rules. And for a while, what I actually did is I actually created a hybrid. I took the original white box rules, I took the basic expert set, and I took... the D20 armor class system, and I kind of blended it all together. And for a while, I played that, and I called that my old school RPG variant. Anyway, Brittany has some good news.
All right, guess what? I finally got my cast off.
After about 6 weeks, or has it been over 6 weeks?
I'd say like 1.5 months.
Yeah.
Month. Whatever.
Yeah, so 6 weeks. So after 6 weeks, Brittany has finally gotten her cast taken off, although she still has to wear a brace for a few weeks.
Mm-hmm, 4 weeks.
But Brittany is able to draw again, which is something she really loves to do.
Yes.
And she does very well. All right, here's my questions for you. Here we go.
I'm wearing a witch's hat.
Well, how old were you the first time you played a role-playing game?
What do you mean, how old was I when I first played a role-playing game?
How old were you when we first started playing my game?
Let's see.
I guess 11, right?
Actually, no, I think I was 10.
You were 10, really?
Yeah.
Have we been playing that game that long?
Yes.
Wow. Okay, what was your... Well, I know what your first convention was.
Icon!
It was Icon.
Yeah.
And you were an infant the first time you went to Icon.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what was the first anime you've ever seen?
That's hard. I don't even know. Do you know?
Yes, actually, I do know. Pokemon.
Oh, yeah!
Pokemon was the first anime you've ever seen.
You're getting mixed up what I used to call it. I used to call it all the time. I used to have a fight with my mom and say, it's Pokemon. No, it's Pokemon. She goes, no, I think it's Pokemon. And she's like, no, it's Pokemon. That's what I used to say all the time. Then I finally realized when they're singing the song, Pokemon. I was like, oh, my mom's like, see?
I'll never forget when you were very little. I think you were like 2 years old, and we were at Icon, and we were watching a Pokemon marathon.
Mm-hmm.
And Pokemon was over, and there was these other people that filled in the room while it was getting close to the ending, because they were there to see another anime series that was more for older kids. And they just couldn't wait till Pokemon was over. And then finally when Pokemon was over, they were clapping because they were happy that it was over. And you thought that they were clapping because they really liked Pokemon. And then as we were leaving, more people were coming into the room and you were telling them, it's over, you missed it.
I was?
Yeah.
Aww.
It was pretty funny. All right.
Poor me.
What are your favorite anime?
Well, right now, of course, you know, Naruto.
Uh-huh.
Well, my other favorite ones are basically the same ones you like. Ranma, Inuyasha, Fullmetal Alchemist, Chobits. Next question.
All right. I would ask what is your favorite role playing game, but you've only played our game that we've kind of created.
And believe it or not, I still never got a chance to play Dungeons and Dragons once.
No, you never actually played that.
I know you're all probably like, oh, she's never played the game.
All right, we're going to skip Anime Watch this episode because Brittany is still waiting to see two new episodes, which are going to be on tomorrow night. Yeah, we forgot to mention that Brittany's birthday has passed, so Brittany is officially 12 years old now.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, Brittany.
Thank you.
So how was your birthday?
Good.
So what are you saving up for? We gave you some money for your birthday.
I'm saving up for, hopefully I'll get a computer, and only one more thing. Guess what? The new Naruto game.
Naruto Clash of the Ninja Revolution.
Yep.
For the Wii.
Like my witch's hat.
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah.
Brittany's wearing a witch's hat right now, and I'm wondering if it has to do with the fact that she was just watching Harry Potter on the Disney Channel.
Yeah, I was just watching the second one, Chamber Secret. I was just up to the part where I was watching Hermione get turned into a cat because she put the wrong hair in the potion she drank.
Mm-hmm.
That was funny.
And by the way, by the time this episode releases, it'll probably be close to Halloween. I also want to apologize for this episode being released a little bit later than normal.
Sorry.
Like I said, the goal is eventually we will be releasing these episodes once a week.
Please,
hopefully on Wednesdays. Right now, we're just working a lot on promoting the show, and we're working on getting a third host for the show.
Please don't be mad at us.
Anyway, me and Brittany have been watching a lot of Naruto. I'm actually trying to catch up with her. So I can start watching the newer episodes. Right now I'm around episode 48.
Yeah.
It's the, they're starting the Chunin exams. And, who was it that just finished fighting?
Neji and Hinata.
Yeah.
I love the part where, Naruto and Kiba fight and Naruto's first secret attack. Because Kiba's sense of smell was like, really strong. And all of a sudden, Naruto just, like, farts.
In the middle of the fight.
He's like, oh god, ew, it's disgusting. He actually winds up beating him.
Yeah.
It's not because of that. It was because the Uzumaki Mirage. I heard that's going to be in the game, of course.
Oh, I hope so. That would be really cool. Because that was a really cool move.
But think about it, because Sasuke has the Lion's Mirage, and Naruto has the Uzumaki Mirage, so it's not going to be that different.
Uzumaki Mirage was basically this move where Naruto's shadow clones shot the opponent all the way up to the air with with Naruto.
It's Uzumaki.
Yeah.
Not Uzumaki.
Oh, I'm sorry. Uzumaki. And then while they were up in the air with the opponent, Naruto basically kicks him downward.
With his heel in the back of the head.
In the back of the head and drives the opponent face first into the ground. It was actually a pretty cool move. And if they have it in the video game, that'll be pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm. I want the part where he farts in the video game. Oh, God! Oh!
But basically, what would they call that move?
Like, if you see Rock Lee, like, he'd probably go, oh, my God! Or Guy Sensei. Those two are the most funniest people you have ever seen.
Yeah.
In the whole series.
Anyway, the RPG topic for today was going to be creating a spooky RPG mood. But I actually found an article called Creating a Spooky RPG Mood on the Harrow.com website by Drew Pagliassati. A really great article, and I'm going to put it in my show notes. But real quickly, I mean, two really easy things that you could do to set an RPG mood is, one is just create a spooky environment. You could do this easily by running the game at night, turn off any bright lighting. Try using small lamps or candles.
Wouldn't it be cool? Halloween music on.
Put some Halloween music would be really cool. If you do put music on, keep it low because music can be very distracting during the game.
Unless you want to trick your friends and go put a screamer on.
Yeah.
It's like soft music and bah!
Also, because it's around the Halloween season and even after Halloween, you could probably buy some really cheap Halloween props and decorate the gaming environment with Halloween props. Another really cool thing is if you have a fireplace, we have a fireplace. If you have a fireplace, definitely try running the adventure in front of the fireplace.
Yeah.
I mean, if you really think about it, it's kind of like, I don't know if you've ever gone camping or if you've ever been in Boy Scouts or Girl Scouts.
I haven't.
And when you hang out around a campfire, what do you do when you hang out around a campfire?
You actually, like, sing songs or tell scary stories, of course.
Yeah, tell scary stories. So it kind of, you know, it really kind of sets the mood for a scary adventure also, which is basically a story.
Forget the singing song thing.
Yeah, but don't sing, don't sing songs and, you know, you can maybe roast marshmallows in between also. Yeah. Another thing to set the mood is to create a feeling of impending doom during the adventure. To create a feeling of impending doom, if you're not playing a horror RPG, if you are playing an actual horror RPG, I'm sure there's going to be sections in the rulebook that are going to help you to create this this feeling. I mean, to create this mood. But if you're not playing an actual horror RPG, a good way to create a feeling of impending doom is to steal from horror books, like Stephen King books, Dean Narcoons, Clive Barker. I also get inspired by watching a lot of horror movies and suspense thrillers. Okay, that's all the time we have for this episode. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, please email us at fandomaniacs@gmail.com. Thanks for joining us. See you next week. This has been a production of Fandomaniacs, copyright 2007, fully owned by its host. Our theme music was performed by Third Fire and is licensed under a Creative Commons license. Listeners are free to use this show for non-commercial purposes as long as credit is given to Fandomaniacs. For more information, visit us at www.fandomaniacs.com.